Hello, friends. This is Professor Pat Kane at Santa Clara Law, and I'm here to bring you summaries of the most recent tort and personal injury cases that may be of interest to the general practitioner. I'm happy to report we are now back on schedule. I often include employment cases and insurance cases that are of interest. This month we have a couple of employment cases, and we have an insurance issue that I will discuss in the subsequent history track at the end of the recording. In fact, let me alert you to what is contained in this month's subsequent history track in case you're someone who tunes out at that point in the session. I cover three cases on that track, three cases that I have not discussed earlier because they were not reported California appellate decisions. But one case, Viking River Cruises, is currently pending before the U.S. Supreme Court and was recently argued, so I thought it should be on your radar screen if it is not already. It involves the continued validity of the Iskanian rule under which PAGA claims cannot be waived in arbitration agreements. So it should be of interest to anyone who represents employees with such claims, or others with such claims, but they typically arise in employment cases. And I include two cases in which the Ninth Circuit has presented a certified question to the California Supreme Court. One case involves insurance coverage for invasion of privacy, and the other one concerns the reach of the economic loss doctrine when a tort claim is made by someone who is a party to a contract with the defendant. Both are issues that should be of interest to Finn subscribers, so I thought they also should be on your radar screen. For any of you who are unfamiliar with Fins on Tort, stay tuned into this introduction and I'll provide you a little background. I also give you a bit of an overview of how I handle this project. If you don't need that information, then hit the forward button and move on to the first case. Here's the history. Professor Stephen Finn started this series on tort law in 1992, calling it Advanced Tapes. The name was based on the fact that he reported cases from reading them in the advance sheets. Of course, today, nothing much in print is very much in advance, since everything is almost instantaneously available online. I took over Steve's reporting upon his untimely death in 2009, and I've been working with Pincus Professional Education since that time to keep this series going. When I first started working on this project, I based my reporting on cases as I read them in the soft-bound California reporters that West is willing to provide law professors for free. I skimmed those volumes regularly to stay up on California law for academic purposes. I also teach federal taxation, so I had to skim tax notes pretty regularly as well. In law, it's important to keep current, and that's getting to be more and more difficult. Today I read tax notes online, no longer provided free to law professors, and I read current California cases by consulting the California Supreme Court webpage. That is free, and it's a great resource. I also read their summaries of weekly decisions on the granting of review, and I periodically review their list of pending civil issues in the event I may have missed something. Sometimes that's how I pick up the certified questions from the Ninth Circuit. Now, how this works. In the past, many subscribers listened to these recordings while driving to or from work. I don't know about you, but I haven't driven to or from work since March 2020. I've been teaching remotely, and many lawyers I know have continued to work remotely. So you've lost that opportunity to drive and listen to Fins. But for those of you who do drive and listen, I know you can't stop in traffic to write down citations, so on the orange insert with each issue, I've included not only the citation to the case being discussed, but also citations to the statutes and cases that are relevant to the analysis in that case. This case list is also available on the website. There are two websites you can go to, www.advancedcollege.org, or go to the main website, which is pincusproed.com, and just hit the Fins button at the top of the menu page. If in the case list you see a reference to F/T with a date, that means that case was discussed in the Fins case summary series for the date indicated. Also, so that you don't have to remember the exact case name when I give it to you in the summary. I give each case a nickname. That way, when you look at the orange insert or the case list online, you can more easily find any case that you thought was interesting and that you might want to know more about. Because the status of cases can change, at the end of each month's recording, I will let you know if any of the current cases or prior cases have experienced a change in status. For example, the California Supreme Court may have granted review in a case. It's still citable as authority, but it's less authority once the California Supreme Court has granted review. This track at the end is called Subsequent History. You can take MCLE self-study credit for listening to these recordings, even if you're not a subscriber. So can any lawyer you wish to share this recording with. Each session is worth 1 hour of MCLE credit. And now, Pincus has arranged a method to give you participatory credit. At some point in each recording, I will provide you with a verification number, twice in each session. If you record these and send them to info@pincusproed.com, you will get a certificate to show satisfaction of participatory CLE credit. If you're hearing this series for the first time and want to become a subscriber, send us an email at info@pincusproed.com or sign up on our pincusproed.com website under the Fins tab. But for now, just settle back and listen to these most recent California cases that focus on torts and personal injury law.